Hey geeks, welcome to episode 76 of It's All Geek to Me Radio. I'm your host, Kate. I'm just realizing that I've been labeling our episodes incorrectly, so this one is definitely episode 76. On this episode, we're doing what we're going to start calling our classic cast, and we're going to talk about Gem on this episode. And by Gem, we mean Gem and the Holograms, the cartoon from 1985. Em and I also kind of dabble into our childhoods just a little bit with some of the other cartoons that we really, really love. So hope you enjoy this episode and have a good week of geek. Yes, I did watch Gem.
That is your unenthusiastic reaction.
It's not entirely unenthusiastic. Okay, so we all know how I am with these things from the 80s. Not to mention that Gem is exactly as old as I am. Because it originally aired in the year that I was born.
1986.
85, my dear. 85.
86.
85, according to Netflix.
I believe according to IMDb, it's 86.
But so who is right, that. Netflix or IMDb? Anyway, it's as old as I am.
We're
going to
wiki this and find out once and for all.
So one of my first questions was, after I watched the first episode, I marched out into the living room and I went up to my mother and I was like, I have an older half-sister. She's 7 years older than I am. And I was like, she would have been 7 years old in 1985 and she probably would have dug this. So I asked my mom, I was like, hey, did Sherry ever watch Gem? And my mother goes, no. But this is the sister that was, like, really hardcore into, like, New Kids on the Block when I was 7 and she was 14.
All right.
So I thought, hey, Sherry probably liked Gem. No.
Sherry was wrong.
Well, and here's the thing. Had I been a kid that was into cartoons and been old enough to watch this, not, you know, an embryo, I probably would have dug it. And here, I think, is why. Because I look back on my track record of, like, what kind of show I was always into. So, like, you know, 12 to 14 was Xena. I loved Xena. And then from that, I went on to, like, Star Trek Voyager. And the theme there is strong women.
So, Gem is excitement.
Well, yeah, and I love the theme song, I have to say, because, like, you don't have to guess at all. They tell you exactly who Gem is in the theme song.
She's excitement. Ooh.
But, I mean, I think had I been, you know, 10 when Gem was on, I would have really dug it because I always tend to watch TV shows that have strong women. So, these girls, yes, it's a cartoon, and I know it's geared toward younger kids, but I still kind of took a step back after watching the first episode, and I watched two of them, by the way.
Oh, yay! They all ended on cliffhangers.
They do! You get to the end of the pilot, and you're like, wait, but what happens?
Aren't they, like, they had a brilliant, Hasbro was brilliant in this. First of all, they're like, we're going to make a cartoon that'll make little girls want to buy our dolls, which they did, and I did.
Of course you did. Do you still have it?
I don't know. I only had Gem / Jerrica. It depended on what outfit she was wearing. I might still have her, but I'm not 100% sure.
Wait, what's the computer or the AI
Synergy.
Called? Synergy. And whether or not Synergy was involved.
Showtime Synergy.
Oh my gosh. What a catchphrase.
I love it. But I have... I had the Gem doll. She had giant feet, by the way. It was weird.
That is the most random thing.
Her proportions were nothing like Barbie.
Well.
And her feet were giant.
Barbie would be top heavy.
I understand that. But not only that, she also came with a cassette tape, which I finally, I believe, got the axe probably in the early 2000s.
We have got, you have to be able to find it online. There, and that was the other thing. I was telling my mother, I was like, I know, yes, it's a cartoon and it was meant for kids and blah, blah, blah. Hasbro put some money into the music.
The music videos, because, if you will.
Well, they were,
every episode had at least two music videos that were shot. I say shot, they were drawn in perfect 80s music video style.
They were,
with people like,
yes,
riding unicorns and jumping off balloons onto class.
Exactly, Jem and her boyfriend jumping on unicorns in the woods.
Rio.
And it was just like,
can
oh,
we take a Momo to talk about Rio here?
Oh, Rio, you are a little too hung up on Jem.
Not only that, even as a child, I knew this was wrong. The fact that, like, he was, like, dating Jerrica, very involved with Jerrica, for those of you who don't know, which you should, Jem's alter ego is Jerrica Benton. And I've always wanted to make a reservation at a restaurant under that name. Go fig.
Oh, it will happen.
It will happen. But see, now that it's becoming more mainstream, it makes me sad. Like, I wanted to do it back in the day where if someone got
Listen,
it, I'd be like, we could be
let
friends.
Me tell you something. It is not becoming mainstream enough. Yes, the comic book just came out and it
the
was all exciting. And now
out.
They're going to do the movie. But I
the
don't know how many people, like, the funny part about that is, like, yes, let's make a reservation under Jerrica Benton at a restaurant. I don't know how many people would really get it, because I work with a bunch of people who suddenly make me feel old. I give out, like, my references from when I was a kid, and they're like, I didn't watch that show.
They're all awful.
You're 12. Go away.
But my issue with Rio is, so he was very involved with Jerrica, but then at some point during the series started to kind of date Jem as well. Now, here is where my problem was, because they tried to explain this away in one episode. I was reminded by my receptionist at work, because we were having Jem conversations, as you do. And he reminded me that there was one time where Jem was even, like, hologrammed as something, someone else, and, like, Rio was still kind of, like, flirty with her, and so Synergy tried to be like, well, he's drawn to your energy. And I was like, okay, cool.
By the way, if I were going to cosplay someone from Jem, it would be Synergy.
Of course you would. You'd be the 80s aerobics instructor. It'd be great.
She jumped on the screen the first time and I went, oh my God, it's Jane Fonda.
Pretty much. But here is my major problem with this. It's not the fact that Rio is two-timing, although that is a problem. It's the fact that Jerrica doesn't seem to care.
In episode two, because I did watch two. Mm-hmm. In episode two, Jem does say something to him about, like, well, do you like me? And they start to have that conversation, and then they get interrupted.
But he's about to make out with her when they get interrupted.
But even Jem, who is Jerrica, was like, yeah, like me. Like, whoa.
Well, yes, that's what I'm saying. My whole problem
it's
was
a little
her reaction.
Screwed up. Well, she was ready to tell him who she was. Like, she's like, well, I'm really, and then they got interrupted. And I was like,
right.
Does the alter ego ever come up?
She never tells him.
Oh, fail, Hasbro.
I don't think she ever tells him.
Wow.
I'm a little fuzzy on the end. Because remember, I was Biddy when this was on.
You were Biddy? You're not much older than me, dear.
So I was Biddy if you were just born.
Depends on what time of the year it came on.
It came on in October. You were right. It was 85, by the way.
Ha-ha, I win. It came on in October, so yeah, I was, like, 5 minutes old.
Yes, I was a little bit older than that.
Just slightly.
Although, I guess I must have seen reruns?
Thinking about it, it probably was
season reruns. 3 aired in 88. But even so, I must have seen reruns because I distinctly remember being small, but not super small, and my cousin and I sitting on the stoop with our Jem dolls.
There's a movie?
What do you mean there's a movie?
There's a Jem and the Hologram. Oh, wait, no, that's the one that's coming. They didn't do an animated movie, did they?
No. That's the terrible thing that is coming.
The terrible, terrifying thing that is coming. Oh, my goodness, and there's already pictures of them. Mm-hmm. The cool thing that I thought was really... No, I mean, not that it really matters because it was the 80s, and it wasn't like we were talking the 60s. But at least they were rather... what's the word I'm looking for? They were... The group at least was diverse. Yes.
Shayna with her purple triangle hair.
Which was super awesome, by the way.
I knew you'd love it.
There's Aja. A part of me that keeps, it's like, I'm looking at this group of women and I'm going, awesome group cosplay, because you know where my head is.
I'm just saying, I have been saying this for years, we should cosplay Jem.
Well, my mind is in cosplay world. I literally spent the last 4 hours of my day working on a costume. But yeah, like watching it, I went, this would be a really fun girl group cosplay, which, you know, we could pull off, I think.
Right? Again, Gem is excitement. Ooh, Gem. I distinctly remember having the cassette tape, though, and it wasn't, like, of the Gem songs. She would, like, come on and be like, hey, guys, my friend the Thompson Twins sing this song, and there would be some actual 80s music.
Well, the Misfits.
Or she would do little intros.
The Misfits in the show. Isn't there a band called the Misfits?
Remind yes, that me? Is a real thing.
I thought so. But every time the Misfits will come on, I love that they had their own little, like, evil theme song.
Oh, yes.
And then there were, you're right, the 1980s, like, music videos with animated characters.
It was brilliant. It,
honestly, and you know how I am, and I usually hate this kind of stuff, it was so cute. So dang cute.
I just couldn't get over it. I cannot tell you how excited I am to hear you say
no,
that.
No, I know. I knew, and in my head I'm thinking, oh, crap, she's going to be like, you love Gem, this is great. It's not a
I
bad
think we should watch the whole series together.
Oh, no. I don't know if I can get through the whole series.
You will. You will, small fry. You will. You need to know what happens.
I do. I'm kind of curious because in the second episode, their house caught on fire and then they're living in the mansion. And then the Misfits blew up the mansion.
No. The Misfits didn't do it. Eric Raymond did it.
Whatever. I love that. I love that. But, and P.S., am I wrong? Isn't Gem a teenager?
Yes. Okay. Yes, she is. They're all teenagers.
So, like, they're all teenagers living in this boarding house for orphaned girls. And when something goes wrong, they sneak into Jem's bedroom and wake her up. And she says, everyone go back to bed. I'll handle it. You're not a superhero. Your alter ego is a rock star.
It was Jerrica's bedroom.
What? Jerrica. Yes. Same person.
No, but no, it's not.
Yes, it is. They sneak into her room and wake her up, and she's the one.
She's in charge of them. She's like the house mom currently.
Yes, but she's a teenager.
Well, yeah, I know. It's the 80s. Teens did a lot of stuff.
And apparently none of them go to high school.
Nope. Nobody goes to school ever.
these are my issues. 80s. Her mother is around, but her mother is clueless, and all she does is
cook.
No,
her mother's not around.
I thought that was her mom, the woman.
No, I think that's just a maid. I don't think that's a mom.
Oh, I thought that was her mom.
I think she's just like one of the people who works in the house.
Oh, maybe I'm wrong. But there's this woman who's an adult around and is clueless.
Mm-hmm. I also like, the way you can tell that the show was made purely to sell a product is in the first episode, they've already named the car, which was the Rockin' Roadster, by the way.
Oh, they didn't even, oh my goodness. And by the end of the first episode, they've already got, oh my gosh, it's hilarious. I did adore when the Misfits rode in on their guitar-shaped bikes.
Yep, which had no discernible way of either steering or starting.
Or working in any form of reality. But I'm sure, I am positive, did they make the Misfits toys as well?
Or they just did. They were Misfit dolls as well.
I have a feeling they came with the bike, didn't they?
You know, I'm not sure. I didn't own the Misfits. Like I said, I purely had Gem, which is strange.
It's strange to only have Gem?
Well, it was strange that I didn't somehow weasel my way into getting more.
That's a little strange. Yes, I'll give you that. Yeah.
Gem was a birthday present from said cousin who was playing Gem dolls with me.
I'm looking at pictures of them online. Ooh, yeah. The Misfits definitely came with guitars. And yes. Look at the hair! Oh, God. Oh, they look so cool. You're right. They have freakishly large feet.
Right? They're like Gigantor.
They do have freakishly large feet.
And it was very upsetting because, like, most dolls I had, like, were interchangeable sizes. So, like, Barbie dolls and, like, Disney. Because the Disney princess dolls were made the same size as Barbie. Not that those were out and about at that time. I'm just using it for frame of reference.
They're bringing them back.
What?
The Gem and the Hologram dolls.
Oh, I know. There was one at San Diego.
Yep. I'm looking at the picture of her right now. Her shoes are awesome. I want them. And her corset's pretty spiffy as well.
I mean, yes. These are all things.
Oh, there was a Synergy doll. Oh, wow.
There was a Synergy doll.
Look at me going nuts over Gem and the Holograms. This is what was so funny.
So
no, I didn't. I know. I had such a horrible childhood because I did not watch Jem. That was the thing that I realized while I was watching it, and I thought I could leave this on in the background without a problem working on a project and find it. It's amusing, even, because, like, I was born then. Like, this is what was going on when we were children. This is what was on TV.
This is what caused us to be as we are.
This is what caused the neon clothing outbreak of 1992.
A little bit.
Just a little bit.
I'm looking, if you Googled the image of the dolls, some of these are really nice looking dolls that people have, like,
taken care of.
Modified to make them look better. Jem was a little janky.
I'm looking at the original dolls, and even her legs are rather massive compared to Barbie's.
They're quite thick. They were thick legs.
She was a thick girl, Jem.
Oh, here it is.
Oh, here's I want the Synergy doll. I stupidly want the Synergy doll.
I want to get you a Synergy doll now.
I just love the character, and I swear, like, I know why I love that character already, just because there's a whole, I would love to know who originally voiced that character, because the minute I heard her voice, she reminded me of Majel Barrett, who is Gene Roddenberry's wife, who was not only Deanna Troi's mother on Next Generation and Nurse Chapel in the original series, but she was the voice of every starship until she passed away.
Every starship ever. I'm looking this up.
The Enterprise in the new Star Trek movies doesn't speak, but she was the voice of all of the starships, so it was just like, I started hearing Synergy speaking all over the place, and I was like, this is, oh, P.S., there's also, like, in the first episode, there were sound effects that I went, they took those right out of Star Wars.
Oh, totally.
I forget what it was, but oh my goodness. And the whole hologram thing too, even. I was like, we played with Star Wars here. Okay.
But Star Wars for girls. No.
Huh?
What you don't know is I lost it, sorry.
What I don't know?
I had a moment and it's gone. I was trying to find Synergy for you and it distracted me.
I'll find it eventually. The only action figures I have downstairs. Well, no one was a gift, but I've got a bunch of Star Trek action figures downstairs that I found at, like, a Goodwill.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all still on the cards. And
I don't know if I still have it. I did have Buffy and Angel dolls out of the box because I believe in playing with your toys.
Oh, listen. They just released the Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Legends 3-pack.
Mm.
And I thankfully have some ins at Toys R Us, and I'm trying to get my hands on a couple of sets.
I just want to point out that you were a 20-something-year-old woman who just said, has some ins at Toys R Us.
Listen, it pays to be nice to people, okay?
I'm just saying. It's not a bad thing.
It pays to be nice to people. But I'm excited for it because it's Coulson Fury and Maria Hill.
How do I get one of these?
Love you. So, anyway, what I was going to say is I have a bunch of those. The only action figures I have are Star Trek action figures. If you want to talk action figure, like, I've got a bunch of pop vinyls, but those are...
Right, those aren't...
Not really. I don't consider them action figures, but I have several Star Trek action figures downstairs in a box in the basement from when I was denying that I was a Trekkie.
When you lock that deep down inside. If you guys have been listening to us long enough, I like to credit myself with releasing the Velocitrapping.
It totally is your fault. It really is. I mean, we're not going to even lie about that. It's just
listen.
It's your
embrace
fault.
Your weird. Embrace your inner geek. You be you.
Embrace your weirdness. These dolls are ridiculous.
I love them. I'll put up some pictures for you guys so you can actually see them. But they were great. And again, this was brilliant marketing.
Oh my lord, the Rio doll.
With the
purple
hair.
Oh my goodness.
Because Rio had purple hair, even though he was kind of a cheating purple-haired snake.
Kind of, yeah.
Now, speaking of, I know you haven't read the comic.
Have not, no.
Because you have not discovered your gem. You hadn't discovered your gem love yet. Don't worry, you'll get on it. It's great.
I'm not quite sure I'm going to call it love just yet. It's
your
cute.
Gem appreciation.
Appreciation. I'll give you that.
Okay, your appreciation of the gem.
My gem appreciation.
But the new comic came out last week. written by Kelly Thompson, who I cannot say enough good things about. But what I liked about it is she had the reason sort of Jerrica being all like, let's be Jem, was she suffered from crippling stage fright.
Huh.
Which made a lot of sense to me, because I always felt like Jerrica's excuse for being Jem, a little weak.
What, I don't know what her excuse was.
Exactly. She doesn't really have one. The only thing that you can kind of imply is that maybe she didn't want Eric Raymond to know it was her.
That was kind of what I would take away from the two episodes that I watched. It was just like, because at that point she was trying to get the company back from him. She was trying to win the band competition and all this stuff. And you went, okay, it's an alter ego and you don't want him to know that it's you. But
that's not really all that great a reason.
No, and even still, she as herself would, as Jerrica, like Jerrica is still telling him how much of a horrible person he is and trying to get the company back and all of that stuff. This is interesting. So season one aired in 85. Oh, they're considering season one. It went from 1985 till 1987.
Yes.
That's a long time for a season.
Back in the 80s, things lasted forever.
Back in the 80s. Back in the 90s, things lasted forever.
True. Well, as well as a lot of seasons were a lot longer back in the day. Like Sesame Street, for a while, was churning out new episodes almost every week. I know a lot about children's television.
Yeah, you do.
But their schedule has been like, because actually I learned that listening to one of the, it was either the Nerdist podcast with Sesame Street or maybe it was with Ben Brantley, which is the Nerdist writers podcast, but they had a bunch of the Sesame Street people on and they were talking about how there are far less people employed because there's far less episodes being shot, which makes me sad.
That is very sad.
But yes, in the 80s, things ran forever. That's why seasons were so freaking long.
TV it was also so different. Like, that was only 20 years ago.
But it was also because Hasbro, who was in charge of the gym, wanted to pump out as many episodes as humanly possible to get you to buy their product.
And it worked.
I mean, this is one of three cartoons from the 80s that I can think of off the top of my head that were created solely to sell a product.
What are the other two?
Being toys. The other two being Transformers and G.I. Joe.
Yeah, also Hasbro.
Mm-hmm. They were smart back then. I don't know what they got going now.
Yeah, I vaguely remember G.I. Joe being on, but I'll tell you, the only cartoon, and I didn't watch it on a regular basis, but the only one I remember liking as a child, and this is how you can tell that I was born to be a geek, was X-Men.
Of course. But you weren't even that much of a child when that ran.
No, 12.
That was 13. The 90s.
Yeah, 12, 10. Well, I mean.
I mean, that also was an excellent representation of the comics.
We should go back and look at that as well at some point.
I have the first, like, two DVDs of if course you'd you like do. To come
You
watch
know what
them
I have on DVD? You'll find it really funny. I found it in a thrift store in my passing. Is a DVD of a couple of episodes of the Batman cartoon.
Specifically, you have the animated TV
season? Not the whole like, season, but it's a specific episode with Poison Ivy and Harley Quinn and the Penguin. I forget what it's called offhand. I bought it because I was just like, hey, it's Harley and Ivy. Awesome. So we'll have to watch that at some point.
That series was my life.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I didn't hate. I liked Batman at that point. I've always liked Batman. If I think back that far, I can always think that of the superheroes that I knew of, Batman was probably always my favorite. And
back in the day, when I was probably a little too old to be doing this anyway, I'm dating myself now. Back in the day, kids, the CW, which was called the WB.
Oh, the WB before. Well, in my area, it's PHL 17 now.
Oh, well, that's wrong.
No, yes, but the WB before it became the CW.
The WB before it became the CW used to do a whole block of, like, kids programming.
Yeah, they did.
I do believe I...
Animaniacs!
That was Fox.
Yeah, but I think it was made by Warner Brothers, was it not? Didn't they have the Warner Brothers logo?
Yes, they did. But I think it was on Fox. I could be totally screwing that up. But I do believe they used to have the... Was it the CW that had the Disney Afternoon?
Before there was a Disney Channel, I believe.
There still was a Disney Channel, but Disney Channel wasn't what it was. It wasn't producing original content all that much.
Yeah, Disney Channel when we were kids was not the Disney Channel that you guys have See, no, now we really sound like we're old.
They would do specials, which were kind of pieces of old cartoons, but they ran a lot of the old cartoons and the movies on the Disney Channel. And when we were probably in the 90s is when they started doing their own original movies, and then eventually they got into cartoons and that stuff for the channel. But Disney Afternoon, I do believe, ran on the WB, and it was a block in the afternoon that was all Disney shows. It was like Chip 'n Dale Rescue Rangers, Gummy Bears, DuckTales.
DuckTales, yes. I love mm-hmm. DuckTales.
Tailspin, all of those. But then, eventually, things evolved, and I know for a fact that the WB used to have this. It wasn't like the superhero hour or anything, but they used to alternate between showing Batman the Animated Series and whatever the Superman series at the time was. And I remember just coming home from school, and I'd go up to my room, and I would just constantly have those on.
Oh, Gummy Bears. I forgot that was... Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm on... Okay, so there's a great website that I just found. Yes, talking about the Disney Afternoon. And, yeah,
Children's programming.
Gargoyles. Oh, I loved Gargoyles.
Mm-hmm. Which had a strong female character.
See? I knew as a young child. That isn't something that you should just kind of inherently have. I mean, I was raised by a single mother.
They also had Darkwing Duck.
Darkwing Duck, Chippendales.
Rescue Rangers.
95 is when Timon and Pumbaa came around because The Lion King was so popular.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard of Quack Pack.
Oh, Quack Pack. Quack Pack was great. It came on towards the end of when I should have been watching cartoons. Doesn't matter. I still watch cartoons, folks. Phineas and Ferb for life. But
Phineas and Ferb is an amusing cartoon.
Yes. Quack Pack was sort of an updated version of Huey, Dewey, and Lewis. They were, like, cool now.
Huey, Dewey, and Lewis. Yes. I would never have been able to. You could have had a gun to my head, and I would not have been able to save my own life to know that.
Oh, yeah. Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
However, if I could call a friend, M would save my life.
When it comes to children's television.
No, wait, wasn't it Huey, Dewey, and Louie?
I did correct myself a moment ago, yes.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you over my own talking. Oh, 101 Dalmatians was on as well. Oh my goodness, this is taking me back.
Right?
This is so fun. And that's right around, because Doug came around when I, 98 was when Doug came about. And I remember,
Doug, Rugrats, and Ren and Stimpy were the original three Nicktoons.
And what's really funny is I remember going to school and my friends and I would all talk about Doug and Rugrats, like in eighth grade. We were still watching
these. That's horrible.
Well, I mean, not like hardcore talk about them, but like not like we sit down and go.
This is why you have me to guide you through children's media
and force me to watch certain things.
Gem.
If you had started with Gem instead of what was that movie you and Les made me watch?
Okay, folks. See, Kate and I fight over the fact that she thoroughly did not enjoy an 80s classic known as Girls Just Want to Have Fun, starring
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Sarah Jessica Parker, Helen Hunt, and Shannon Doherty.
Young Helen Hunt. Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm. It is a gem, folks. If you like 80s movies, this is a gem. I suggest you check it out and then write to Kate and tell her how she is wrong.
Oh, stop.
She made it sound like we were torturing her, though.
Guys. You were. It was painful. And the two of them know all the dance moves.
I do not know all the dance moves.
You could have gotten up and danced with the best of them. You know it.
I probably could have figured it out. But I have no rhythm, so no. Moot point.
It's a moot point. It's a cow's opinion.
Not yes, it's not no. It's just moo.
So yeah, anyway, Jem... If my kid were to come to me and be like, hey, Mom, I want to cosplay Jem, I would totally be all for it. Or I want to be Jem for Halloween.
I want to be Jem for Halloween. I got so excited. One of the agents in my office dressed up as Pizzazz this year. And, like, I ran up and hugged her, and I was like, oh, my God.
That's fabulous. Yeah, so, I mean, fun show. And I think the themes of it were always really, were pretty good. I mean, I don't know. It was good. It was fun. It was cute. And the music was halfway decent. And there was, it had like a monochrome six different color scheme through the entire thing. There were probably only six colors in the entire show.
Quite possibly. It was animation in the 80s.
Exactly.
I will say...
You know what else went through my head? I sat back and I went, did Rob Paulsen work on this?
No, he did not.
No, he didn't. But it's always my thought when I'm watching some form of cartoon that I'm like, did Rob Paulsen work on this?
This may have been the one of two things he did not work on.
Yeah, right. Which is funny. Oh, I was in the comic book store the other day and they were talking about how they killed off Donatello in the comic books. And I was like, wait a minute. No, because I know that Rob Paulsen is the voice of Donatello on the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle cartoon
right
now.
On the original one. Now he's Raphael.
Yes, now he's Raphael. But he was originally Donatello. And I went, no, you can't kill Rob Paulsen.
Of course not.
That was another
really interesting thing to come out of the 80s/90s.
What?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Who knew?
Not me, apparently. I am not a turtle fan.
Okay, you're wrong. But who knew that that would not only do so well as a cartoon and spawn three... Okay, we'll start with the first three movies, but then go on to form several other TV shows and at least two other movies. At least three other movies.
I remember falling...
Like, that fandom is still going strong, folks.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And gaining momentum.
Mm-hmm.
Because now all these parents who, you know, were in love with it when they were younger, when they were our age, are having children who are they then introducing them to.
Mm-hmm.
My nephew is only two and is digging the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles already, so.
Woohoo!
Oh, yeah, no, I started him as a geek young. His first birthday gift was a Batmobile.
I'm working on the nieces.
I don't think I have any worries with my nephew. His father's a huge nerd. So
gotcha. Well, I have other the little one though. Wearing a Batman cape shirt, so there's that.
So anyway.
I will say, though, the one thing I am kind of curious about, as I mentioned multiple times today, my biggest issue with Jem was the whole Ryu-Jem relationship. So I'm kind of curious to see how they're going to end up handling it in the comic books.
Because we have yet to be... I want to know how they're going to handle it in the movie.
We're not talking about the awful movie. I don't judge things before I see them. I'm slightly judging this. But because we haven't been introduced to Ryo yet, I think I found the solution.
Okay.
Are you ready? Ready for my solution?
Yes.
So Jerrica has a crush on Ryo, but is too shy, so he has no idea. But when she is Jem, she is able to act upon that.
You think that's where they're going to go with it in the comics?
I hope that's where they're going with it.
It sounds like she's worked it out to be a bit different than the show. So like Jerrica didn't have, well, not that I saw in the two episodes that I watched, Jerrica didn't have any stage fright issues.
Nope.
But in the comics, if she does, that would be a smart way for them to go with, like, you know, her having a crush on Ryo and it being Jem, the personality that she can put on, that kind of like a Hilary Duff type thing.
Right. Well, also, the interesting thing that someone had pointed out to me is in the back of the comic book, the first issue, there's stats on all the girls. So it has, like, name, alter ego, height, you know, likes, dislikes, that kind of stupid stuff. But Jerrica and Jem, in the comic books at least, are not even remotely the same height.
Really?
Which makes it, well, for me, at least easier to believe that nobody is recognizing her.
Yes. But the beauty of the hologram is that it changes. You need to watch Star Trek.
But
the hologram thing is explained.
But the thing too is if you watch the show, which you did, her voice is the same as both.
Yes.
So I find it kind of weird that no one makes the connection when she sounds identical, and it's like, oh, Jem has pink hair, but Jerrica is a blonde. No, no, no. This cannot be the same person.
It's meant for children, if you think about it that way.
Listen, nobody listened. I had a high standard in my entertainment.
Yes, but at 10 years old, would you have questioned that? Absolutely not.
At 10 years old, I questioned the whole Ryo thing.
Well, you were an advanced 10-year-old. I was still playing with Barbies. However, I knew that strong women were important for a TV show, even in the 90s when it was a big deal. We had like two strong women on TV in the 90s, and that was it.
Well, the end of the 90s started to usher in the...
Yes, but 1993. I'm talking 1993, 1994.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, like, the end of the 90s is the mid to end, I believe.
Mid right? to end. Yeah, it kind of ushered in the beginning of it, and it exploded in the last, like, 10 years.
Because I like to be like, the Gargoyles, which is my first. Because what was interesting about that was not only was it a female, quote-unquote, lead. I mean, you had the male Gargoyles, but, like, female... human lead. She was also a woman of color.
Yes.
So good on you, Gargoyles.
I feel like I've watched a couple of episodes of this for a specific person's voice, and I don't remember who. At some point in the past. I don't know who, though. But I watched it when I was young, but in the last 15 years, I went back and watched a couple episodes of it because of someone specific.
Several voices. Several of the cast were alumni of Star Trek franchise. It was probably Marina.
Yeah, it might have been.
Or Jonathan Frakes.
No, I think it was Marina. Yeah, she played Demona.
Yeah. Yep.
I love that woman.
Both Riker and Deanna were on Gargoyles.
Riker and Deanna were on Gargoyles. Oh, for the love of
As well as Worf and Data.
Michael Dorn. Come on, say his real name. As well as Worf and Data. Come on. What's his real name? Brent Spiner.
I know that.
Oh, hey, Kate Mulgrew was too. Wait a minute. Oh.
Dum, dum, dum.
That's interesting. They have like a giant Star Trek alum going on here on Gargoyles.
There you go.
And they were all the Next Gen people were post Next Gen. And when she did it, when Kate did it, she was shooting Voyager.
Yep.
That's fun. They went, hey, who can we... Oh, let's check out Star Trek. They'll do it. Nichelle Nichols is a voice as well. Dude, so many Star Trek people on Gargoyles.
You're so happy right
now. I am
now.
Geeking out so hard, you guys. So hard. This is what happens behind closed doors. When you meet me at Comic-Con, I'm not like this. That's a lie. Yes, I am.
Well, meh.
No, I rein it in pretty well. Dude, Avery Brooks as well? Forget it. And LeVar Burton. I'm gonna stop. Oh, and Cole Meany. He was also on Star Trek. Next.
So excited, folks.
Look what you did. Look what you did. IMDb is a fun place.
A wormhole.
Let's just cross our fingers that I will be at New York Comic Con this year.
You will.
I will.
I've decided.
So anywho.
The M has spoken.
So anyway, yes, you win. Jem was fun.
See? Yay! Was she truly, truly outrageous?
She was truly, truly outrageous. With that pink hair, I mean, come on.
I mean, and the redesigns look fabulous.
The redesigned toys look really cool.
I have to say, what's also exciting about the redesigned is... that the band members are all different shapes and sizes. I mean, all humans shaped, but...
All humans shaped? Alien shaped?
Well, as opposed to other shaped, I don't know. But if you watch the cartoon, as much as I love the cartoon, they're basically all the same body.
Pretty much.
With different hair and skin colors.
Well, you have to give it to the toy industry back then. They had to keep production costs low.
Oh, no, I know. I'm aware of that, but it's just nice to see a little bit of diversity. I'm just saying.
I hear you. Well, so that was fun. We should definitely do this again. We have to figure out what we're going to do for our next classic cast.
If you guys have any suggestions, hit us up. Let us know. We're willing to do TV and or movies, as long as it's not like an epic 6-hour movie.
Please and thank you. Like, we're not going to be sitting down to watch Gettysburg.
I still say at some point we should watch Howard the Duck, which is not on the Netflix, by the way. I tried to get Kate to watch Howard the Duck. It's not on the Netflix,
if
though.
If you make me watch Howard the Duck, I'm going to make you watch Mannions of America.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, it sounds scary, doesn't it?
What is it called?
The Mannions of America. It's a 4-hour miniseries That was written by the woman who wrote Ryan's Hope.
Okay, first of all, a quirky Marvel misstep of the 80s does not equate to a four-hour
movie. But it was made in the 80s. It was made in 1981.
It does not equate.
And it's Pierce Brosnan before he had his teeth fixed and he still has his Irish accent.
Slightly better, but does not equate.
That didn't. And he's slightly better, but that doesn't help. It's, and it is so soap opera-y.
Oh, you lost me.
Well, it was written by someone who wrote soap operas.
Fair enough.
Fine, I won't force you to do what? Well, Howard the Duck. It's going to have to equal something if you make me watch Howard the Duck.
We have to find Howard the Duck in order for it to be watched. So indeed. Fear not.
Well, yeah, you guys, so if you have any suggestions on what you think we should watch for our next classic cast, Gem was pretty fun, but we're willing to do live action or any old cartoons. We say old, that's calling ourselves old. Older cartoons from like our childhood. That'd be really fun. But we'll get some links up to some of the stuff we were just chit-chatting about, the dolls and such, on our blog sometime soon. That's itsallgeektomeradio.com. You can tweet us at allgeek2, the number 2, me radio, or email us at itsallgeektomeradio@gmail.com with any suggestions, comments, questions, which I don't see that you're going to have many questions with this podcast, but any other questions.
You might.
But yeah.
Like I said, I'm open to answering all children's television questions.
Oh, and one last thing. We had a really fun giveaway going on over on the blog for our little S.H.I.E.L.D. Captain America Peggy Carter giveaway. Congratulations to Heather. It's on its way to you. And stay tuned for our next fun giveaway, which we will announce over on our Facebook page. It's All Geek to Me Radio. And, you know, find us on one form of social media. You'll find us on another. But until next week, I'm Kate.
I'm Em.
Have a good week in geek.